So stepping back a little bit, when you, your family was visiting here, can you tell me a little bit about Wiseman? Kind of elaborate a little bit of its
what it
community.
Was in those days. Mm-hmm. Those days it was.
And when we say those days, I'm assuming when you're
in the early 60s.
Okay.
And Wiseman was established as a supply point for gold mining activity at Nolan Creek, 7 miles to the northwest of here. It was a landing that, not unlike McGrath or any place like that. And the community built up as a support community for gold mining activity in a radius of about 30 miles around Wiseman. It built up and was peaked at about, it's my perception, there was about 180 people that lived in Wiseman, 350 that mined in this area of within 30-mile radius of Wiseman. World War II came, and gold was set on a standard of $35 an ounce. And gold mining was non-essential to the war effort. In World War II, they stopped buying gold. And so it stopped the economy of Wiseman. The population went from around 100 people and dropped to about 30 or 40 at the time of the war. And by the early 60s, the population was down to about 15 or 20 year-round residents. Elderly gold miners, elderly Eskimos. I bought two or three kids here. And so the makeup of the community, there was a lot of the cabins had been burned in the post-war era because wood was hard to get. All this is second growth around Wiseman. They cut down all the trees during the heyday of Wiseman. Nobody came return to Wiseman in the 50s and 60s, or 40s, 50s, and 60s. So a lot of the cabins were burned for firewood. There's probably only about 25% of the cabins left here that there used to be. And so it was fairly open. They'd cut down all the trees, and there was very little brush in the community during its heyday. The willows were starting to grow back, but it was real open. You could look all the way through town when I was a little kid. People lived here and there. They grew gardens. They hunted animals. Caribou migrated up and down the valley. They hunted moose, dall sheep, grew gardens. Some people, a few of the old miners still mined. The gold price was poor in the 60s, but they just basically mined a little bit in the summer just to buy a few things, and basically a mixed cash subsistence economy. Probably the mean age of the old timers in those days was between 70 and 90 years old, and the attrition kept going down. Primarily, they wanted to live here. This was their home. Once people established their sense of place, they do not want to go to Fairbanks or Anchorage, and so they're averse to. They would live in very cold cabins with very little wood, or to stay as long as they could, but eventually a lot of people had to leave because of, they became infirm.